Welcome to episode 14 of Hymn Sing Radio from the Salvation Army's Music and Gospel Arts Department. My name is Craig Lewis, and together we are going to sing hymns and make a joyful noise. If you were to describe a good hymn, you would say it had meaningful lyrics, perhaps even poetry, and it would be married to a simple tune that you could learn quickly and remember forever. I think that each of the hymns in this episode fit that description. So let's get right to the music. Here is a fresh and upbeat version of How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
I think it's great that our modern musicians are still using those good old hymns, but freshening up the style just a little to make it attractive to a new generation. There are some hymns, however, that you just can't imagine any other way than in their original form. Our next hymn is one of those. Dear Lord and Father of Mankind was written in 1872 by John Greenleaf Whittaker. He was an American Quaker, and these words were from one of his larger poetic writings. They have been traditionally paired with the tune Repton by famous English composer Hubert Parry, demonstrating once again the power of great poetry with a tune that is both simple and elegant. Can you imagine having the exact same name as your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and even your great-great-grandfather? That is the case with George Duffield, the composer of our next hymn. He was the fifth generation of George Duffield and was an American Presbyterian minister who lived from 1818 to 1888. His hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, was written in 1858, and Duffield explains, "I caught its inspiration from the dying words of that noble young clergyman, Reverend Dudley Atkins Ting, rector of the Epiphany Church, Philadelphia, who died about 1854. His last words were, 'Tell them to stand up for Jesus.'" You may not be able to physically stand up for Jesus at the moment, but you can always serve him with kind words and deeds. If you have listened to other episodes of Hymn Sing Radio, you will know that Fanny Crosby is one of our favorite hymn writers. She wrote our next hymn, He Hideth My Soul in the Cleft of the Rock. The best poetry helps us create clear pictures in our mind. As we have not seen God in person, it is the imagery that helps us connect to Him. There are so many examples of this that come to mind. He is our shelter. He is our refuge. He is our rock. He is our protector. He is our healer. He is our stronghold. He is our deliverer. There are so many images that we can call upon to remind us of an image of God. Here is Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 8. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first, and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people, and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. That is the great thing about our God. He can be to you just what you need today. I always like to end each program with a big finale, and this episode is no different. In today's language, we would even say the ending of this hymn is epic. But I did choose this Charles Wesley hymn for the imagery. The first line says, "Lo, he comes on clouds descending." What a visual! I can just imagine the sky opening, the clouds parting. You know the clouds I mean, the big, bright, white, fluffy ones. A host of angels singing, the trumpet blasting. I hope you will imagine all that in your mind with me as we join the heavenly choir. I hope you felt a tingle up your spine as we enjoyed that powerful combination of sacred poetry and music. I'm Craig Lewis, and this has been episode 14 of Hymn Sing Radio. God be with you till we meet again.